manning the city on foot and in cruisers. Officers are also patrolling the subway system.
There's police everywhere on every corner.
Both uniformed and plainclothes officers will be out keeping revelers from all across the globe converging to watch the ball drop safe.
Safe and not shivering too much. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says the outlook in most of the big cities celebrating is pretty good.
New York City looks like it's going to be about 40 degrees at New Year's. Temperatures may be a little bit cooler in Boston in the mid-30s. If we go out farther west, San Francisco looks like temperatures will be a little milder, probably temperatures near 50 degrees.
Rain and dangerously high surf continue to pound parts of the California coast.
In Pacifica, they're used to big waves, but this was something else again. You could see the effects while still a block from the beach as a small wave of water poured down the street.
Tell them, run, 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 and that wave just chasing them down the street.
Nearing the beach, you could see why. Sometimes the seawall can't contain it.
CBS's John Ramos in San Mateo County. A deadly confrontation in the Red Sea where Yemeni Houthi rebels have been attacking Western cargo ships in a show of solidarity with Hamas.
The U.S. military says four vessels from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen fired at the Maersk Hangzhou and got within meters of the container ship. Helicopters from nearby U.S. warships responded to a distress call and were attacked by the rebel vessels before sinking three of them in what officials described as self-defense. The crews were killed, and the fourth boat fled the area.
The BBC's Shema Khalil. Politics and New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu telling CNN his fellow Republicans smell a rat in the state of Maine's decision to remove former President Trump from its primary ballot.
If there was any validity about keeping Trump off a ballot, you'd see 48 other states trying to do the same thing. This, personally, I think this is very politically motivated by the Maine Secretary of State. Trump should be on the ballot. Everybody understands that. This is a politician who I think has political aspirations down the road and trying to make a little bit of a name for herself.
And this breaking news from overseas, Queen Margrethe of Denmark has just announced she will abdicate January 14th after a 52-year reign. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow winding down during the morning, mostly cloudy skies and lower 30s, north winds gusty. Any kind of accumulation well under an inch. For your New Year's Eve, partly cloudy skies, upper teens. New Year's Day, sunshine, lower 30s, a light west wind. It's 30 at our studios.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
One. Hurdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Set my heart a whirl.
life's all about.
Yeah, Lyle Beaver and his brass notes kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. This is Tim Hubble, the polka guy, keeping you company. Glad you could join us. Hope you made it through Christmas okay. Had a wonderful weekend there. And we had a lot of good music and radio shows on the 30 Hours of Christmas. So I enjoyed being part of that this year also. We wanted to play some Christmas tunes that I totally forgot about during my Christmas programming. And one of them was this Norwegian guy that lost his car and he lost his shovel in a snowstorm because of the whistling, drifting snow. And, you know what? I have it right here. And we're going to play that right now for you because it was appropriate. I just thought it's an old tune. And a friend of mine, Greg Drust, who's in the record collection, oh my goodness, I was able to get this album or this record from him.
'Twas a cold December evening and the wind and soon everything was covered by the drifting, whistling snow.
I found the valley of the drifting, whistling snow between two great big snowbanks when I opened my door next morning. And for hours and hours I wandered aimlessly through the snow, seeking the answers to the many questions that was racing through my feeble brain. Where was everything? Where was the sidewalk? Where was my driveway? My olje lappi? At last I was all pooped out, so I took a shoe of snooze and scratched my head and wondered where to go. Then all at once I realized I was a prisoner here in the valley of the drifting, whistling snow. Then my wife, she whispered to me, I got to go to Lady's Aid. Shovel out that old jalopy, and she handed me the spade. Now the settlers and the miners fought those crazy Navajos. But I tell you, that was nothing like the drifting, whistling snow. So I took my scoop and started where that old jalopy stood. And after endless hours of shoveling snow, all I saw was just the hood. Then the snow began to whistling, and the wind began to blow. And my jalopy still is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow. How I left my old snow shovel lying there upon the snow. While I went in the house to dry my hands and warm my frozen toes. While I was gone, the snowbank began to grow and grow. Now my shovel too is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, it's very appropriate for wintertime, don't you think? All right. One more here. Otto Blehovde from Minnesota. He's long passed on. And this record I had accumulated from another radio station because they were throwing their records away. And he recorded a song called Lutefisk. And I was watching a TV channel on cooking, you know. And they went up to Minnesota because they heard about this dish that they make with a fish that they put lye and marinate it in lye, and it just disintegrates the fish. I forgot what they used to neutralize the lye. I mean, that's poison. Why are you going to eat this? I mean, holy crap. So, it's just, and to watch them make this stuff, and the women were in the kitchen there, you know, putting the stuff all together, and it showed you how to make it. And I was like, I don't think I want to even get close to it. But Otto Blechhove, they recorded a tune about it, so we shall play that right now, huh?
Lutefisk, oh lutefisk, how fragrant your aroma. Oh lutefisk, oh lutefisk, you put me in a coma. You smell so strong, you look like glue, you taste just like an overshoe. But lutefisk, come Saturday, I think I eat you anyway. Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, I put you in the doorway. I wanted you to ripen up just like they do in Norway. A dog came by and sprinkled you. I hit him with an army shoe. Oh, lutefisk, now I suppose I'll eat you as I hold my nose. Lutefisk, oh lutefisk, now all I do remember. On Christmas Eve we had a feast, the best one in December. It wasn't turkey or fried ham, it wasn't even pickle spam. My mother knew there was no risk in serving buttered lutefisk. Lutefisk, oh lutefisk, now all the world discover that lutefisk can laughs and make Norwegians better lovers. Now all the world can have a ball, it's even better than that carrot hall. Oh lutefisk, mad brennevin, it makes me feel like Errol Flynn.
Lutefisk. He also does a recording here about gamelos, which is a cheese, and he's a salesman for it. And he's got a problem meeting his quota, he says. So we'll spin one more here, and then we'll put that record away for a while. And let it roll it.
Anybody going to Michigan or North or South Dakota? I'm selling gamelos door to door, but it's so hard to make my quota. I grew up on gamelos, so did my mother and father. And now that I am growing old, I just can't stand the odor. Is anybody going to Michigan or North or South Dakota? I'm selling gamelos door to door, but it's so hard to make my quota. I'm getting tired of this gamelos bit, that's why I tell tell you this. Oh, I'm gonna quit selling gummalos and start you selling Swiss. Is anybody going to Michigan or North or South Dakota? I'm selling gummalos door to door, but it's so hard to make my quota.
That is Otto Blehovde from Minnesota. All right, there's another tune here that I kind of miss. It was kind of a cute little parody thing. That, you know, there's Snoopy in the verse as the Red Baron, and Snoopy's for president. And then he did, back in 1968, they recorded Snoopy's Christmas. And it talks about World War One, when, it is really strange, midnight, Christmas Eve, they stop fighting, and the two enemies get together and become friends for, you know, who knows, an hour or two, and then they become enemies again and start shooting at each other. How stupid. But anyway, this tune was out in 1968. I really haven't heard him play too much on the radio, but here's one called Snoopy's Christmas by the Royal Guardsmen.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Glad you could join us. All right, we have music now from Gordy Hartman. The name of the album is Polkaholic, and we're going to play that happy polka for you right here on AM 1320, FM WFHR 97.5. Oh, my goodness. So, take her away.
Let's all dance that happy polka. It will make you feel young and you'll know you're having fun. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. It will make your blood flow like it did years ago. It will make you shout and turn you all about. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that polka beat. We'll be right back.
Here's Matt Levandusky to talk to you about America's favorite fruit.
Oh, it's food.
Okay, everybody, grab your ketchup, mustard, and relish. This is called the hot dog song. Here we go. I've got a hot dog, for you. Hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. I've got a hot dog, hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe. I've got a teeny, weeny hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. I've got a teeny, weeny hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe. For you, I've got a hot dog, hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe. I've got a teeny, a weeny hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. I've got a teeny, a weeny hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe.
Stop.
Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass, and one called Under the Golden, Under the Double Eagle. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to turn to Joey Miskelin from his Country Polka Time album, and it's the Wabash Cannonball for you.
Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Friday show. Let's play one more here from Joey Miskelin's Country Polka Time. And it's the Chattahoochee. Instrumental version.
Thank you.
Alan Jackson tune there, performed by Joey Miskulin, the Chattahoochee. Oh, we have music coming up now, big band style, with Howie Sturtz and his orchestra, and he's got a big band medley coming up for us.
Hip tunes from out of the past, and to get you in the mood, it seems to me, I heard that song before. Back when they started keeping track of hip tunes in 1917, this was a biggie, the Darktown Strutters Ball. Later, 1922, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, let me show you around. Well, I love it, you bet your bottom dollar, you lose your blues in Chicago, the town Billy Sunday just couldn't make shut down. And over there on State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway, hey. They have the time of their life. Why, I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, my hometown. 1932, 10 years later, the depths of the Depression were upon us, and everybody was hard up for money. And this had to be a hit tune, Shantytown.
It's only a shanty in an old shanty town. The roof was so slanty, it touches the ground. Just a tumble-down shack by an old railroad track. Like a millionaire's mansion, it's calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown. In a shanty, in an old shanty town.
Of course, that's the way they did it in 1932. But then along in the 40s came the Johnny Long Orchestra. And they did Shanty Town over again. And it sounded like this.
Well, there's a shanty in town on a little plot of ground with the green grass growing all around. Just a tumble-down shack and it's built way back about 25 feet from the railroad track. Lingers on my mind most all of the time. Keeps calling me back to my little old shack. I'd be just as sassy as Haile Selassie. If I were the king, wouldn't mean a thing. With my boots on tall, read the writing on the wall, and it wouldn't mean a thing, not a doggone thing. There's a queen waiting there in a rocking chair. I'm blowing her top on Cater's beer. I'm looking all around and I'm trucking on down, cause I gotta get
1942, World War II. Most of the songs were about the guys and gals being apart from each other. But this song had nothing to do with the war, and it was very popular in 1942. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Hey, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. A pistol packing mama, I lay that pistol down. 1952, lots of good songs that year. This was one of them. Ertz, you ready for this?
I guess so, Howie.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove to me that you've been true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say that you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Yeah. Well, let's pull one hit tune up from the 60s. 1966 from the Broadway play, Come to the Cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in our room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret ocean, so come to the cabaret. And put down the knitting, the book and your broom. Time for a holiday.
Just when I heard that lovely song,
tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7
on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by, and we've got about 4 minutes left in our program. And we're going to finish this out with the Scorpion Snowmobile Polka from Howie Sturtz and his orchestra. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. Hey, that'll be next year. How about that? So have yourself a great New Year's. Don't drink too much and be careful when you're out driving. And bye for now.
Good night.
good night.
Is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They're closed until January 2nd.
but they'll be at the Milwaukee Boat Show with 40-plus boats on display. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From